Welcome to MarketSnap's SWOT analysis for Live Oak Bank shares. If you're a long-term investor looking to build wealth and grow your portfolio, you're in the right place. Today, we're diving deep into Live Oak Bank shares, a company that might not be a household name like some tech giants, but it's carving out a solid niche in the financial sector. Let's break down what makes this company tick, analyze its recent performance, and run through a comprehensive SWOT analysis to see if it's a worthy addition to your long-term holdings. Stick around, because we've got some juicy insights from their latest earnings call and key financials that could shape your perspective on this stock. First, a quick rundown on Live Oak Bank shares for those who might not be familiar. This company operates in the banking industry, focusing on small business lending and innovative financial solutions, often leveraging technology to stand out from traditional banks. They're part of the broader financial services sector, headquartered in the U.S., with a workforce dedicated to serving niche markets that bigger banks sometimes overlook. Their mission? To be a game changer for small businesses through tailored loans and digital banking tools. With a decent market cap and a focus on growth, they're a player worth watching. Now, let's talk about what's been happening with Live Oak recently. Performance-wise, the stock has shown some interesting trends over the past year. We've seen steady gains in certain periods, with short-term fluctuations that might catch the eye of active traders. But as long-term investors, we're more interested in the bigger picture. Think 1-year and 5-year performance metrics that suggest stability or growth potential. On the news front, there's buzz around their strategic moves to expand product offerings and double down on tech-driven solutions, which could be a significant driver for future growth. Their latest earnings call for Q3 2025 also painted a promising picture, and we'll dive into those details as we go through our analysis. So let's get into the meat of it with our SWOT breakdown: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, to see where Live Oak Bank shares stands. Strengths: solid financial performance. Live Oak Bank shares reported a strong Q3 2025, with key financial results from their earnings call highlighting robust earnings growth. Revenue and net income figures from recent income statements show consistent upward trends, which is a green flag for long-term investors looking for stability and profitability. Focus on niche markets. Their emphasis on small business lending sets them apart in the banking industry. By targeting an underserved segment, they've built a loyal customer base and positioned themselves as a go-to for specialized financial needs, which can drive sustained revenue growth. Tech-driven innovation. One of the standout points from their earnings call summary is their strategic focus on leveraging technology. This isn't just a buzzword for them. Live Oak is actively using digital tools to streamline operations and enhance customer experience, giving them a competitive edge over more traditional banks. Healthy margins. Looking at key metrics, their gross profit margin and net profit margin are impressive for the sector. This suggests they're not just growing revenue, but also managing costs effectively, which is crucial for long-term value creation. Weaknesses. Debt levels. A bit of a red flag here. Their debt-to-equity ratio is something to keep an eye on. While not catastrophic, it indicates they're carrying a fair amount of leverage, which could pose risks if interest rates spike or if economic conditions tighten. Long-term investors need to weigh this against their growth plans. Market sensitivity. Given their focus on small businesses, Live Oak could be more vulnerable to economic downturns. If small businesses struggle, so might their loan portfolio, impacting revenue and net income. It's not a deal breaker, but it's a risk factor we can't ignore. Limited geographic diversification. From the revenue geographic segments, it's clear their operations are heavily concentrated in certain regions. This lack of broader geographic spread could limit growth potential and expose them to localized economic challenges. Opportunities. Expansion of product offerings. Their earnings call emphasized plans to broaden their financial products, which could tap into new revenue streams. For us long-term folks, this is exciting because it shows they're not resting on their laurels. They're actively looking to grow their footprint in the market. Tech adoption trends. The banking industry is increasingly moving toward digital solutions, and Live Oak is well positioned to capitalize on this. With their focus on tech, they could attract younger, tech-savvy customers and small businesses looking for modern banking experiences. Industry growth potential. Compared to broader industry performance metrics, Live Oak has room to grow within the financial services sector. If they can maintain or improve their return on equity and return on invested capital, they could outperform peers over the next few years. Forward valuation appeal. Looking at forward PE ratios, the estimates suggest the stock might be reasonably valued with potential for upside if they hit growth targets. For investors with a long-term horizon, this could mean buying in at a fair price before the market catches up to their potential. Threats. Competitive pressure. The financial services sector is crowded, and while Live Oak has a niche, they're still up against big players and fintech startups. If they can't keep innovating, they risk losing market share to competitors with deeper pockets or more aggressive strategies. Regulatory risks. Banking is a heavily regulated industry, and any changes in policy or compliance requirements could hit Live Oak hard, especially given their focus on small business loans, which often face scrutiny. This is something long-term investors need to monitor. Economic uncertainty. With their sensitivity to small business health, any broader economic slowdown could impact their loan performance and free cash flow. While their operating cash flow looks decent now, a recession could change the game quickly. Interest rate volatility. Rising rates could squeeze their margins or impact loan demand from small businesses. Given their current debt levels, this is a double-edged sword that could affect both profitability and growth plans. As we wrap up this analysis, let's zoom out and think about what all this means for you as a long-term investor. Live Oak Bancshares shows a lot of promise with their strong financials and strategic focus on technology and niche markets. Their recent earnings call gave us a glimpse into a company that's not just surviving, but actively planning for growth, which is exactly what we want to see. However, the debt levels and economic sensitivity are real concerns. Those are the kinds of risks that could test your patience if the market turns south. On the flip side, their forward-looking plans and industry positioning offer some compelling reasons to keep them on your radar. For the long haul, I'd say Live Oak Bancshares has the potential to be a solid portfolio addition if you're comfortable with a bit of risk and believe in the small business sector's resilience. Their ability to execute on product expansion and tech innovation will be key drivers to watch over the next few quarters. Short-term volatility might create buying opportunities, but always think about how this fits into your broader wealth-building strategy. Thanks for tuning in to this SWOT analysis on Live Oak Bancshares. If you found this breakdown helpful, make sure to stay tuned for more insights right here on MarketSnap. We've got daily stock market summaries and in-depth stock analyses available in video, audio, and article formats, plus bullet point SWOTs on our platform. Drop your thoughts in the comments. Do you see Live Oak as a long-term winner, or are the risks too high for your taste? Let's keep the conversation going, and I'll catch you in the next video.